Two retirees from the Pennsylvania Department of Health say its employees were silenced on issues around Marcellus shale drilling. We're joined now by State Impact Pennsylvania's Katie Collinari, who reported this story. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Mikan.
Katie, what did you learn about how the Department of Health was handling complaints related to natural gas drilling?
I spoke to two former employees, a community health nurse named Tammy Stuck and a program specialist with the Bureau of Epidemiology named Marshall Deasy. And both of them said that field staff who work at the state health centers or in one of the six district offices for the department were told not to return calls from residents who expressed health concerns about natural gas development. The nurse said that she received a list of about 15 to 20 buzzwords and phrases like drilling, gas, fracking. And if the caller mentioned one of those words, she was to take their name, take their number, and whatever the complaint was, and pass that information on to a supervisor. And supposedly someone else would call them back. She never found out what happened to those calls.
How would she typically handle a complaint call like that?
Normally, she said that she would talk to the patient about their symptoms, ask if they had seen a doctor, or see if there was any type of other services that were within the department that she could link them to, a clinic or something like that. Every once in a while, they would also get talking points from sort of the higher level folks at the Department of Health about particular issues. And they were generally left to their own devices.
So what does the Department of Health say about these allegations that nurses were asked not to return calls about impact of gas drilling? What do they say happened to those complaints?
The Department of Health said that that is absolutely not the policy, that they take these complaints very seriously, and that all of them get channeled to the Bureau of Epidemiology, where some employees are maintaining a database of all the calls that come in and following up on them, doing investigations. Spokesperson Amy Tizarsik has said that the department has received about 51 complaints since they started tracking them in 2011. And from their investigations, they found no link between illness and drilling.
Katie, what do we know about the health impact of drilling and how are other states handling this issue?
When you talk to doctors who are researching this or doctors who've actually seen patients who live near natural gas development, they describe patients who come to them with symptoms like nausea, nosebleeds, vomiting, lesions and skin rashes, and other ailments like that. And they come to them and usually say that, you know, I never had any of these symptoms until, you know, they started drilling about a mile away from me or until they built that compressor station. And it's actually very difficult for these doctors to get some answers. And none of them actually say that they've seen a direct link, but what they've noticed is sort of this cause and effect. Before the drilling, no health problems. After the drilling, these strange, possibly environmental exposures. And other states are actually taking notice of this. The state of New York has actually put large-scale hydraulic fracturing on hold until the Cuomo administration finishes doing an environmental and public health review of all the literature that's out there and all the studies that are out there right now. The state of Maryland is actually funding a study that's being done by the University of Maryland into what the potential health impacts would be of drilling in the western part of the state. But in Pennsylvania, Dr. Bernard Goldstein, who's the former dean of the University of Pittsburgh School of Public Health, has actually been quite an outspoken critic of the Corbett administration. He says the administration missed an opportunity when Act 13 was passed, that's the state's two-year-old oil and gas law, to not give some funding to do some kind of a study or to create a health registry that would monitor patients over time living in these drilling areas.
I think notable, the Marcellus Shale bill that we have, our Act 13, provides an impact fee. $200 million a year, roughly, comes from that impact fee. It gets divided among 17 state agencies, sub-agencies, the Fish and Boat Commission. Not one penny goes to the Department of Health. The only way that you would not give a penny to the Department of Health from the impact fee is if you were absolutely certain that there was no health effects of the Marcellus Shale drilling.
And Dr. Goldstein also shared a story with us that, you know, this policy with not returning calls, and it kind of went beyond that. He actually experienced this for himself. He was snuck into a meeting with about 100 employees with the department for the Bureau of Epidemiology to talk about shale gas drilling. The person who invited him actually said that, you know, he needed to retitle his presentation to not include shale gas so that the political leadership in the department wouldn't know about it, because essentially employees were really not allowed to attend meetings where fracking or drilling would be on the agenda.
What could be the reason? I mean, the department says this is not happening, but the employees say it is happening. What could be the possible reason for the department to stifle conversations about the impact of drilling?
Well, I mean, it's a really controversial topic, Mike. And frankly, you know, the state hasn't been given any resources to study this. It's not, critics like Dr. Goldstein say that it's really not a priority for the administration to pause and take a look at what the potential health impacts are. The two former employees that I talked to said that they're worried that it's going to have a lasting impact on public health and that, by keeping it from being something that's an open conversation, even among employees in the Department of Health, kind of keeps it from being an open priority with the public.
Now, you said there is a person who is handling complaints from people. Have you spoken to that person?
I tried to reach the person who I knew was maintaining the database. He actually retired from the department last week, and he hung up on me.
Katie Collinari, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mikan.
Katie Collinari is a reporter with State Impact Pennsylvania.